AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll hear it from the president later this morning. The U.S. and Cuba plan to open embassies in each other's capitals. Our Tim McGuire reports from Washington that this comes after more than 50 years of hostilities.
In January 1961, President Dwight Eisenhower cut diplomatic ties with Cuba because of Fidel Castro's increasing reliance on the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Now, 10 presidents later, an Obama administration official says they will announce a reopening of embassies in Washington and Havana.
Now to Hillary Clinton and her private emails. Late last night, the State Department released thousands of pages of correspondence showing that top Obama administration officials knew as early as 2009 that Clinton was using a private email address for her government correspondence during the time she was Secretary of State. Our Martin DeCaro on what was in some of those emails.
12 emails sent or received in 2009 on then-Secretary of State Clinton's private email server were later classified confidential by the U.S. government. At least 24 emails were also marked sensitive but unclassified at the time they were written.
What we don't know at the moment is whether the senior administration officials knew that Hillary Clinton was running her email from a server in her home in New York. We're hearing that financially troubled Greece will accept all the bailout demands of its creditors with a couple of changes. That report is in the Financial Times this morning. Stock markets across Europe went higher on that news. Dow futures are up 0.5%. An African-American church in South Carolina that was burned down by the Ku Klux Klan in 1995 caught fire again last night, though we don't know yet what caused the fire. It doesn't appear anybody was inside the church at the time. This is AP Radio News. A storm in Washington last night washed out what would have been a first, a Girl Scout campout inside the White House. Our Sandy Kozel is in Washington.
A severe storm with thunder and lightning that moved through the Washington, D.C. area overnight messed up plans by about 50 Girl Scouts to camp out overnight on the White House lawn. The First Lady greeted them earlier.
This is the first time we've ever done a camp out on the South Lawn of the White House. You are making history.
At least they can say they sang some campfire songs for the president while it was still dry.
Fantastic.
Wow.
The campers were moved to a conference room in an office building next to the White House. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Episcopalians plan to vote today on allowing religious weddings for same-sex couples just days after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage across the nation. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.